Since April, a novelty has appeared in the Retiro Park, Madrid's Central Park. It didn't get a lot of attention when this happened, but it caught my eye when a student brought an article in about it. And when I read it, I was intrigued, so I started doing a little investigating to find out more. Now, it's a story about a tree being planted there, which wouldn't necessarily be newsworthy at all. After all, lots of trees are planted in that park. Were it not for the fact that this happened to be crowned or dubbed the oldest tree in the park and arguably the oldest tree in the city of Madrid. It's an olive tree, which is fitting because those trees are typical in this area of Spain. So that was sort of cool, but there's more to this story than meets the eye. Now, just where did this tree come from, and why was it moved there in the first place? Let me discuss this first, the second issue first. The ceremonial transplant was a response to an initiative launched by a Spanish association called the Equipo Europa, Team Europe, which asked every town and city in Spain to plant at least one tree to promote a greener world and sensitivity to our environment. The project is known as A Tree for Europe, and to date it has counted on the collaboration of some 700 towns, which have planted a combined total of some 40,000 trees so far. Now, there are 8,131 municipalities in Spain, so we still have a ways to go before everyone gets involved, but it's a start. Now, where did this tree come from? The olive tree has its origins in Caravaña, which is a village just east of Madrid. Caravaña is actually more famous for its water because it was said to possess health-curing properties. And for decades, people actually went there to drink it, or they would buy it in bottles and hopefully improve their health. Now, in reality, this water contained high levels of sodium sulfate. And when you have concentrated levels, it acts as an excellent laxative or purgative. So basically, what this water did was just clean out the plumbing. And that was about it. As a medicinal product, the water is no longer available. But 100 years ago, it was a raging success and was sold all over Spain and beyond. So Caravaña is not necessarily known for its olive trees, but this specimen came from that town. I don't know if it came from private ownership or was publicly owned. I'm sort of guessing that a local town government wouldn't give up a tree that venerable, but you never know. Now, how old is this tree? According to officials, it's a whopping 627 years old. I'm dead serious here. Making the year it sprouted up from the ground to be 1396. We are talking 100 years or nearly 100 years before Columbus set sail for the New World. It's just that old. In 1396, Martin I became king of Aragon. Enrique III was king of Castile. He was 16 or 17 at the time. John of Gaunt, the famous Englishman prince who had a long relationship with Spain, got married to his third wife, Catherine of Rouet-Swynford. So those were the things that were going on at the very same time this tree began to grow. Now, the age of the tree also made me think about the wisdom behind doing this move. I mean, I can't imagine what the root mass of that tree must have looked like. It makes me think if it was a smart idea and an ecological one to do something like that, but I guess only time will tell. What I do know for sure is that technically the city didn't adhere to the association's request for planting a new tree. And they didn't do that at all. In fact, all they did was take a tree from another town and put it in the center of Madrid. and the net gain was zero. But it was a symbolic gesture, even though it sort of raised questions about the reality of Madrid's tree policies over the past few years. Some sources took advantage of the press release to take pop shots at Madrid's apparent tree loss over the last few years. They've cited the reduction of some 80,000 mature, that is basically full-grown trees. Some of this was a result of nature, the historic snowstorm named Filomena, which happened over 2 years ago and dumped over 20 inches of snow on the capital, which is just like something this city has never seen in 50, 60, 70 years, devastated the vegetation here, much of which was not designed or prepared to take on the weight, all that weight from the snow. And limbs were snapping off left and right, trees were falling, even under relatively small amounts of snow. I mean, when it was still just 8 or 10 inches of snow, I described it humorously, or at least I was trying to be humorous, as a massacre. And to a perfect stranger, this woman who was walking by in the street as I was witnessing this, and she sort of laughed and said I was exaggerating, which is certainly something I've been known to do in the past. But this time I think it was on the mark. A total of 441,000 trees were damaged, of which 347,000 required some sort of pruning or repair work, and then 94,115 were actually felled, cut down, or they just collapsed on their own during the storm. This was in the region of Madrid. So, yes, I'd say that pretty much constitutes an arboreal slaughter, but it was beyond our control. In any event, if we stick just to the city of Madrid and subtract the trees that were cut down as a result of Filomena, the total number of mature specimens that have disappeared comes to something like 56,000, mostly in the streets. Now, that's a lot, mind you, but this is sort of a complex issue because the statistics don't indicate the reason for cutting down those trees. It could have been disease, age, or maybe construction work. We just don't have that available. What is true is that the city has also incremented the number of new trees planted by about 20,000 in the same period, and the number of trees that are not fully grown but are on their way has increased by 66,000, so not all is lost. What the news didn't mention or barely mentioned was a thing or two about the oldest tree, the actual oldest tree up to that point in the Retiro Park, or at least up until the point that this recent encroachment by the ancient newcomer, this olive tree. This happens to be an immense ahuehuete tree, Ahuehuete, and it's located in the French gardens of the Retiro Park. Now, for many years, it was reported to be the oldest existing tree in the city. This was confirmed by an information plaque that you find next to the tree itself, and it says that it was planted in 1633. Now, I was impressed by that because that was nearly 10 years before my hometown back in Connecticut was founded. And I was also surprised to learn that this tree is native to Mexico, not Spain. The ahuehuete has a reputation for its longevity. In fact, I think there's one in Mexico that is claimed to be nearly 2,000 years old. So this isn't unusual for a tree like this to be that old, so it sort of made sense, or at least was possible. On the other hand, more recently, there has been some reassessment about that claim. In 2012, a little over 10 years ago, a study came out claiming that the tree was probably planted after the Napoleonic occupation of Madrid, which took place during the early years of the 19th century, and that it was only, quote unquote, about 200 years old. Why this discrepancy is hard to say. It's even more baffling because it's such a large discrepancy. We're talking maybe 200 years in time difference. You'd think the experts would be able to figure this one out. But anyway, let me tell you a bit more about this whole tree and the history of the garden. The gardens themselves were built during the 1630s. They were a part of a palace called the Retiro Palace, that used to be there next to the gardens, that's since disappeared. Anyway, they were built during the reign of Felipe IV, as I said, during the 1630s, and it was a different type of park, quite different from the one that we see today. The French-style garden, sometimes known as a parterre, wasn't laid until the 18th century. And that sort of makes sense. This was after the arrival of the Bourbon dynasty. And also in 1736, the main palace called the Alcázar, which is on the other side of town or was, burned down. I think it was Christmas Eve, actually, in 1736. So the royal family moved their residence to the Retiro Palace, while the new sort of French-influenced Palacio Real was under construction. And also the gardens took on a look and feel of a French-style garden. This was the time when they believe these aguahuetes were planted, not just in the Retiro Park, but in different parts of the region of Madrid. So that would bring us to the 1700s. But still, there are others who think that's not even true. First of all, one of their arguments is that the French came, as I told you, in the early 1800s, and Napoleon's troops set up camp in the old Retiro Park. And basically, word has it, is that they just ripped up all the trees in the whole area. Though there is a legend that the only one they didn't cut down was this aguahuete tree. Because they liked the big thick branches and they were able to set their cannon on top of those branches and use them as support. Whether that's true or not, I don't think has been verified. Anyway, after they left, this park was revitalized, redesigned, given new life. They planted larger, shadier trees, trees with large canopies, like the horse chestnuts, which are probably the most common tree you find in the park today. And that's when other people say that this tree, this aguahuete, was planted too, making it somewhere between 1815, maybe 1830. It's still very old, but certainly not as old as it used to be. Now, park authorities have not removed the plaque with the date 1633. That's right next to the tree itself. So that suggests that they are either holding out until definitive proof comes in, which makes sense, or they simply have forgotten to make the change. But then again, it is possible that it's the oldest tree in Madrid. At least it can't be entirely ruled out. Now, something tells me a good old-fashioned core sampling would clear up this whole mystery, this whole debate. But from what I can tell, no one's bothered to do that. In any event, this aguahuete tree, in my opinion, is still sort of the oldest tree in the Retiro Park because it was planted there. The olive tree, which I don't want to take anything away from it because it's a pretty tree, is a newcomer, so to speak. So even though it's older, it spent the vast majority of its life outside of the city of Madrid. Anyway, if you want to find the oldest tree in the region of Madrid and one of the oldest trees in Europe, you have to go up to the mountains of Madrid outside of a town called Rascafría, where there is a yew tree, a European yew tree, which is dated at approximately 1500 to 1800 years old. Yews are generally known to live 400 to 600 years, so their longevity is their thing, and many are 1000 plus in Europe, and there are many in Europe which apparently are over 1,000 years old. So this is perfectly possible. Yews also happen to be highly toxic, by the way. Just about every part of this tree is poisonous, except for the berries, ironically. Although apparently the seeds within the berries are very toxic and can trigger cardiogenic shock. So stay away from that. You can go up and visit it for yourself. It's halfway up a mountain outside the town. Take a good look at it. Just don't nibble on it. And also go take a look at those trees in the Retiro Park. The olive tree, which is not far from the Angel Caído. If you go down that hill toward the gate, it's on your right. And the Aguahuete tree, which is in the French Gardens. And that will be all for today. Today's episode has taken us in a bunch of different directions. We hope you've enjoyed it. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and Castos. Or if you wish to support Brian's Spain domain, we'd greatly appreciate it. We work very hard to provide you with the very best information about Spain, Spanish history, Spanish culture. You can do so by clicking on our PayPal donate button. Or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts and support us regularly, you can check us out on Patreon at the link provided below. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.